demolition of the Chesterfield Mall is underway to make way for a massive redevelopment. KMOX's Stuart McMillan was on site yesterday when the first pieces of that mall came smashing to the ground.
Today is the start of downtown Chesterfield.
This isn't about just Chesterfield, but it's about the St. Louis region.
Mr. Steinberg, tear down this mall.
Excavators brought down their heavy claws onto the top of the awning over the entrance close to Cheesecake Factory and AMC Theater. The Chesterfield logo smashing to the ground. Chesterfield Mall shuttered at the end of August with a massive $2 billion development plan in the works from property owner the Steinberg Group. The plan is to take the 90 acres, add roads, and have enough space for an office building high-rise, a hotel, a park, shops, and enough space to house 1,000 people. Chesterfield Mayor Bob Nation says the city is in full support of the project.
And the role of the city of Chesterfield is we are a facilitator who have the zoning approval authority. The mall before had old St. Louis County zoning on it that did not allow the uses that are contemplated here with this redevelopment. So the property had to go through rezoning. It's done so with the city of Chesterfield. And we are fully supportive of what their plans are.
Vice President of the Steinberg Group, Tim Lowe, says vision for the downtown Chesterfield project became more of a reality when they were able to purchase the Sears building in 2018.
We went through the process to acquire the mall when the mall went through a foreclosure sale. And ultimately, we were not the successful bidder. Unfortunately, a group out of Augusta, Georgia, Hull Properties was able to acquire the mall. And their vision for the mall was paint it, fix it up a little bit, put in some new landscaping, do a better leasing, and then hopefully it would survive. And we knew that wasn't going to work. We knew it was a failure. We worked. And ultimately, in 2020, we were able to acquire the mall.
The lease for the Cheesecake Factory was terminated, but Lowe says they have shown some interest to return to downtown Chesterfield when it gets going. Steinberg Group also purchased Macy's and tried to get Dillard's, but they're staying.
We ultimately have made a deal with Dillard's, and Dillard's will be a department store that opens as an anchor to the project.
Let's start the countdown.
Property owner Michael Steinberg says he's committed to the project for 10 years and believes downtown Chesterfield project will be a great success, not only for Chesterfield, but St. Louis County, for the entire region.
I could live anywhere in the United States, and I choose to live in St. Louis. And I think it's important to make St. Louis a better place.
He also gave credit to Louis Sachs, known as the father of Chesterfield.
He really was the visionary that came out here and did this. And I said to myself, what's the name? Well, he had downtown Chesterfield kind of shelved away. And I said, Tim, we have to use the name downtown Chesterfield to honor Louis Sachs. And we want to create a downtown. This land we have is almost the same size as Clayton, Missouri. And this will be the next focal point of the St. Louis region. So I'm really proud of that. I'm proud of what we're going to create here today. I'm very happy. But everybody says to me, why? Why are you doing this? You know, I'm 70 years old. I tell everybody I have 31 and a half years left. So I'm going to match the timeline that Tim has given me, 10 years. But the why is because it's good for the community. It's good for Chesterfield. It's good for the region, and we can create something that's unique to this area. There will be nothing like this in the United States, I promise you.
Demolition of the Chesterfield Mall is expected to be done in the spring of 2025, with roads and major infrastructure showing up in the fall and the spring of 2026.
People ask me, what do I feel today? And I feel like I'm on the 10-yard line. We got 90 yards to go. I believe in sports and sports metaphors. And I want to tell you that we have 90 yards to go, but we will be successful.
Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.